You are listening to 300 Seconds of Eduardo Solis, and this is episode number 92, Needless Things. So let the 300 seconds begin! Now that the Texas weather has taken a turn for the slightly cooler, I've been taking walks around the neighborhood to get some exercise, fresh air, and sunshine. Some days I walk in the morning, and some days I walk in the evening. As I go around the neighborhood, I'll often see people outside, watering their lawns, playing with children, tending to plants, or sometimes cleaning out their garages. The garages intrigue me. They are nearly always packed to the gills with all kinds of stuff. Bicycles, tools, lawnmowers, children's toys, exercise equipment, and of course, boxes. Stacks and stacks of boxes, oftentimes nearly piled up to the ceiling. Cars, SUVs, and trucks are often relegated to the driveway or to the street. No room at the inn, as it were. Seeing all of those garages filled with boxes made me think about all the stuff that I had kept in my house. I'm not that bad, I reassured myself. After all, I had enough room left in my garage to use it for its intended purpose. So I'm not one of those people. That notion got thrown out the window when I sold my house. I got a realtor and began moving out in anticipation of the house being shown to potential buyers. The realtor drilled it into my head that I had to make sure to remove or secure anything that was stealable before the showing started. Right or wrong, I interpreted her advice as, get all of my DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, comic books, books, music CDs, and nearly all of my computer stuff out of the house. As my storage unit slowly began to fill up with boxes, I began to realize that, yes, I really did have quite a bit of stuff myself. By the time the house went on the market and the showings began, I had done a pretty good job of minimizing the amount of stuff that was inside by either putting it in the storage or giving it away to charity. In many cases, I had two of the same thing that I either didn't need anymore or I didn't see myself needing in the future because my next residence will probably be an apartment. One computer went into storage. The second television set that was kept in the bedroom for guests, I sold for cheap to a relative. And I did the same with the second living room sofa. It felt odd to see my house without a lot of the stuff inside of it that made it, well, mine. As a concession to myself, I left the artwork hanging on the walls, as if to say, this house might be up for sale, Buster, but until you sign a check, it's still my house, dagnabbit. I lived with less stuff for a few weeks as the sale of the house went through. And except for a few moments when I wanted to watch a particular movie, I didn't really miss the stuff all that much. Granted, I didn't get rid of everything. I still had my Xbox for entertainment. I moved in with some friends after selling the house, and most of the stuff that I had kept in storage remained there. The experience made me realize that I can do without quite a bit of stuff, so maybe I'm not doing that bad after all. I think we need a new word to describe the storage units that garages seem to inevitably become. Instead of being a place to keep a vehicle, garages have become a place to keep the needless things in our lives. Old things that will likely never be used again, and yet they are the things that we just can't bear to part with. I won't lie, though. Once I get life squared away and I'm back at my own place, those needless things will be back in my life taking up space. Or maybe not. After all, I probably won't have a garage to keep them in, and paying somebody to keep my needless things stashed away kinda sucks. This has been 300 Seconds. The next episode will be posted after I make a run to my storage unit. If you'd like to hear or read more of my words, visit EduardoSolis.com, and I thank you for listening.